מסכת אבות פרק ב' משנה ה', משנה says, הוא היה אומר, הלל הזקן, taught, אין בור ירא חטא. Somebody who's a boor is somebody with no knowledge of Torah, and also with no good character traits. That type of person cannot become a ירא חטא. He can't have fear of sin, because he lacks the basic morals that are going to hold him back from doing things that are improper in terms of business dealings, in terms of stealing from other people. And therefore, it can't be that he has any fear of sin because he doesn't have basic morality. Velo am ha'aretz hasid, an unlearned person, an am ha'aretz, it's impossible for him to become a hasid, a pious person. He could be someone with good midot, with good character traits, and therefore maybe he won't sin because of it. He won't take advantage of other people. But the fact that he lacks knowledge of Torah and that he's ignorant in Torah means he doesn't know basic halacha. If he doesn't know basic halacha, he won't follow the laws properly. In addition to that, he's somebody who doesn't have a rabbi, a teacher, and therefore he doesn't have a model, somebody to look after how he could copy. Thirdly, v'lo ha'bayshan lamed, a shy person doesn't have the ability to become learned, doesn't have the ability to become a talmid hacham, being shy, being bashful, somebody who is nehbay lakelim, somebody who hides away, is in general praiseworthy. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to learning, a person should never be afraid to be embarrassed or to be ashamed or to ask a question that people may laugh at him. You have to, if you don't know something, you have to search it out. You have to be like somebody who's thirsty for Torah. And that means even if somebody looks at you funny because you have a certain type of question, you have to go out there and be bold and ask your question. Velo ha-kaftan melamed, somebody who's a kafdan, somebody that means he's tough, he's short-tempered, he gets angry. Very quickly, he can't be a melamed, he can't be a teacher, because the students are going to be too afraid to ask him the proper questions because they're nervous of his reaction. So therefore, someone who's too tough on his students and doesn't have patience on them shouldn't be a teacher. Because a teacher has to encourage questions, he has to be patient, and he has to explain things, even if he has to review over and over again. And somebody who is too involved in business is never going to become wise. We know that there's an obligation to be involved in business, as we learned earlier on in the Mishnayot. It's a praised action to have a livelihood. But when somebody is too involved in business, when it's all they think about, they eat, sleep, and drink business, that's the problem. That becomes an issue. If they're a workaholic, they're never going to have the time to focus on Torah learning, and therefore they're not going to be successful with Torah studies. Ubimakom she'en anashim hishtadel lehiyot ish. And in a place where there are no leaders, you have to strive to be a leader, even if it's not your nature. You're not somebody who puts himself out there. And you're not somebody who likes the attention. If there's nobody there and great men are absent, a person has to step up to the plate, and he has to do what he needs in order to take the mantle of leadership and spread Torah, spread Yirat Shamayim, and to help out the people if need be.